I'm in a house in the Mid-Valley, overlooking a manicure golf course. It's between Glenwood Springs and Carbondale, and my host is very friendly. Her name is Naomi, but I can't tell you much else.
We're just sitting in our home, or the place that we rent, in our dining area. So.
And her son is watching TV in the background. Naomi is hesitant to share more personal details because she wants to talk about her rental situation, but she doesn't want to make anyone mad.
Well, we're just looking for another place to live because we just don't want to pay the extra money, jump in rental.
Meaning the monthly rent price she and her husband are paying for their home. When the landlord got in touch about renewing their lease, there was a big increase.
When he offered, it was $600 more on top of what we're paying.
As in $600 a month more in rent on top of the more than $2,000 they're already paying.
Not that we don't feel that it's not worth it, but it's just putting more than half of your income into housing is just kind of ridiculous. So we're just opting to go lower, try and find something, you know, just affordable.
Naomi and her family are caught in the middle of the increasing housing shortage in the Roaring Fork Valley, which is especially tight in the Carbondale area. We'll get to why there's fewer options in a minute. First, landlords are capitalizing on having the upper hand, like raising rents by hundreds of dollars a month, and they're getting more picky when choosing a tenant.
Now, when you go look at a place, you have to fill out background check information, credit report check information.
Cynthia Wheeler lives in Newcastle with her family and started the Roaring Fork Rentals and Roommates Facebook page.
You have to give multiple references. If you have a pet, they want pet references. They want shot records for your pet. I mean, it's insane the amount of things that they want.
Wheeler herself is looking for a new place for next year, and she's actually pretty upbeat about the rental market. But she's really noticed a drop in places that take a furry friend.
I feel that people kind of get into a situation and they get really comfortable. Their family starts growing, and the ideal family always includes a pet somehow. And more people who own homes that rent are not wanting to put up with the damages that pets cause.
And there's more unsettling examples of choosy landlords, including single parents getting shut out. Several participants on Wheeler's page say they've had a tough time finding a place for a couple, even with a great track record.
I know of a young lady whose rent went up $100 a month over here in Arbor Park.
Matt Harrington handles real estate and property management at Sotheby's in Basalt.
And she called me. She said, Matt, I'm leaving and I have a dog. And I said, don't leave. Stay where you are. I think she was paying $23. It went up to $2,400 a month. Will she heed my advice? I don't know. I wish her well.
Harrington and other rental matchmakers confirm prices are going up because landlords want to take advantage of the market.
I'm sorry to say, yeah, to an extent. Something we were renting last year for $1,500, this year will be $1,800 or $1,900.
If the would-be tenant seem like a perfect match, he'll advocate for dropping the price. But he points out many homeowners are now only breaking even after paying more in their mortgage payments than they could charge for rent during the recession. As for why there's fewer rentals out there, even in the last year, Harrington has a long list of reasons.
Our local economy is booming sales in residential and commercial, which is creating jobs. So we're seeing a lot of people coming from out of the area relocating here for work opportunity.
Plus, people with good rentals are staying put, so there's less turnover.
Last year was about the first year that we were running out of inventory.
Sherry Nova also handles property management and real estate. She's at the Coldwell Banker Mason & Morris office in Carbondale.
I've had two or three owners in the last year either move back or have one of their family members move into one of their smaller places.
Then there's more people relocating from out of state and the trickle-down effect from rising home prices.
At the end of last year, a lot of my owners that were sort of my accidental landlords started putting their places on the marketing and finally, you know, being able to cash out and move on.
It's possible some of the Airbnb postings in the valley as part of the home sharing service are also former rentals. Carbondale has developed a reputation for being an outdoorsy, cool place, recently highlighted by Men's Health. Glenwood Springs is in the running now for Outside Magazine's Top Towns. One of the would-be renters posting on the Rentals and Roommates Facebook page is Holly Gosha. She lives in Tennessee and is searching hard for a place for her family.
My husband got a job with the Roaring Fork School District in Glenwood Springs. We are thrilled. We can't wait to come.
Her hubby starts mid-June, so it's coming down to the wire.
We have 3 young children and also 2 dogs and a cat. So it's just been really hard. You know, every time a home comes up for rent, it seems like it's gone. And usually they won't ever allow animals anyway.
Like Cynthia Wheeler, Gosha is also trying to stay upbeat. She appreciates how many people in the valley, including the school district, have tried to drum up leads.
But it was definitely daunting to wonder where we were going to stay with our 3 children. You know, we joked about staying in a tent long term. But then as it got closer, we thought, oh boy, maybe that's really what we'll be doing.
More people are coming now for jobs, you know, which is kind of sad because they don't really realize probably what it's really like here.
At her Mid-Valley house, Naomi has decided her family will probably have to move to Newcastle, and they're thinking about eventually buying a place instead. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News. Brenda Huff is tucked inside Starbucks on a rainy morning in Rifle. She lives in this town with her boyfriend.
I'm a home health nurse and a hospice nurse.
Most days, Huff drives up and down the Roaring Fork Valley for work.
So I am a case manager, so I see patients in their homes. You know, I've got very wealthy patients and I have very poor patients. So I've had them living in mansions right to living under the bridge.
Huff's boyfriend is an electrician and works in Aspen, so they'd both prefer to live in the Roaring Fork Valley. Their first choice was Carbondale, but now they think they're more likely to afford Glenwood Springs if they move.
Honestly, Carbondale truly is out of range. Unless you just really are able to get on something fast and move on it, but it's so few and far between.
They're like other residents who are either being priced out of the Mid-Valley or don't make the cut with increasingly choosy landlords. Government-subsidized housing has long been an option for residents in the Upper Valley, where property values skyrocketed decades ago. Pickens County and Aspen have partnered to create one of the biggest affordable housing programs in the state. Someone interested in renting or buying through the program can start by calling one central phone number to get the details. But for residents in Basalt down through Glenwood Springs, the options are confusing. Say Huff and her boyfriend wanted to rent in the affordable housing inventory. Here's what they're looking for.
We want a little space. You know, we want a decent-sized house, garage, big yard, nothing super spectacular.
But they don't want a townhouse. Both have kids who visit, so they need more than 2 bedrooms. That automatically rules out the vast majority of rental affordable housing options from Basalt to Glenwood Springs. Most units are smaller.
Let's see if I can find real quick.
So Huff and her boyfriend could go through what's called a voucher program.
So they go out and find a community where they wish to live and a landlord who is willing to work with us.
Catherine Gazunis is executive director of the Garfield County Housing Authority.
And we pay the landlord the difference between what the tenant can afford and the fair rent.
Right now, more than 400 people are receiving that assistance to the tune of more than $3 million last year alone. But Huff and her boyfriend likely earn far more than the cutoff for qualifying for such assistance. If they decided to compromise on the size of their home and rent one of the existing affordable housing units, it would be tough to land a spot. There's about 200 units, ranging from studios to several bedrooms, scattered from Basalt to Glenwood Springs, with few vacancies. Huff would have to call several different places to figure out if a spot's open, because there's no central office. Seniors have more options, with another approximately 200 units to apply for. But again, the vast majority are booked up. Aspen Skiing Company and the Aspen School District have their own affordable housing programs, adding more Mid-Valley units to the mix.
We have around 234 deed-restricted homes in that Roaring Fork Valley area.
Crystal Langford is also with the Garfield County Housing Authority.
154 of them are located in Carbondale, Glenwood Springs has about 7 deed-restricted homes, and Garfield County has about 43.
Langford helps people who want to buy these homes, created mainly by development requirements. Buying a place usually has income and job requirements, and maybe a lottery. And judging from the interest she's had, Langford believes there's a demand for more. She has 3 homes under contract that would have been close to what Rifle residents Brenda Huff and her boyfriend are looking for. The units have 3 bedrooms, a garage, and cost less than $300,000.
In the Carbondale area, where we recently sold about 4 or 5 homes, right now I have 2 homes available on our website, and we are expecting a couple of more homes coming out in the future.
Those 2 available ones, though, wouldn't be a good fit for Huff. At 2 bedrooms and 2.5 bathrooms, they're too small. Plus, at more than $400,000 on the price tag, the units are beyond their budget. In the Upper Valley, Snowmass Village has a well-established affordable housing program with hundreds of units for people who work in Pitkin County.
So this condo happens to be a 1-bedroom condo, and all of the 1-bedroom condos are around 700 square feet.
And in Aspen, Chris Everson is project manager for the city's part of the housing program there, which is selling off the last new units at Burlingame Ranch. The one we're standing in is under contract.
These are affordable for sale condominiums. We recently completed the construction of 82 new condominiums. And we're starting to look forward to what might be the next city's affordable housing development.
The extensive Aspen and Pitkin County program, which boasts under 3,000 units, is likely to continue growing. That's because inventory is shrinking for a number of reasons.
There seems to be a consensus on the city council, or at least last we spoke in January, that rental housing is what's needed most. So that should be the focus of the upcoming public outreach.
Aspen will hold events this summer to get feedback from locals to find out what kind of development they're comfortable with. That would apply to 3 town properties. The multi-million dollar funding of that program is in stark contrast to the collection of separate affordable housing options in the Mid-Valley and Glenwood Springs, and it's not clear whether local governments have the appetite for expanding them. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News. John Fredericks is working in a cozy Carbondale office with his dog hanging out near his desk. Fredericks is a planner with the firm Land West, and he's working on the large development proposal for the Elgibel area.
We are proposing a 71-acre development project in the Mid-Valley. There is to be about a maximum of 400 residential units.
It's called the Tree Farm and would be across Highway 82 from Whole Foods in Willits.
The units that we are proposing are to be smaller in scale than what we would typically see in the Mid-Valley. So we're looking at townhomes that average anywhere from 1,300 to 3,000 square feet on the largest end.
There would be condos too, but most of the units would be apartments with a mix of free market and affordable housing rentals.
There's a serious need in the Mid-Valley. Whether they are deed restricted or they are actually affordable just by virtue of being fairly priced rentals, there's a serious lack of housing in the price ranges that we're looking at.
Which, to be fair, would likely start on the higher end for free market rentals.
Studios at 1,500, 1 bedrooms, 1,600, 2 bedrooms around 19, 19 and a half, and then 3 bedrooms around 2,100.
That's based on today's prices, so they could change. The land is owned by a family living nearby, and Fredericks is adamant the development would be built piece by piece, based on market demand. If approved by Eagle County commissioners this year, 1 or 2 apartment buildings would likely be the first to go up. If all goes as planned, commercial space and public trails would be built, and open space would be included.
We're already double the number of new residential starts that we had last year, so in a matter of 1 year, and we're only halfway through this year.
Tamara Allen is the planning manager for Garfield County, further down the Roaring Fork Valley. She's getting a different flavor of proposals.
A lot of what we're seeing in Garfield County are people developing existing lots. There are are lots of subdivisions in the county that have lots of capacity left. And so we are seeing currently a lot of those lots being developed.
That infill approach is being carried out in the Iron Bridge and Aspen Glen subdivisions between Glenwood Springs and Carbondale. There's also some in Battlement Mesa and Silt. Allen says most are by home or property owners who plan to live on the lot. A smaller percentage are in anticipation of someone else moving in. Some of those are in Pinyon Mesa near Colorado Mountain College's Spring Valley campus. One proposed sizable development is called River Edge.
And it's the subdivision between Carbondale and Glenwood. And they have an estimated 360 plus units that they would actually go through and plat the subdivision for and then come back in later and develop. We'll see where it goes, but it is actually in the review process now.
The review has gone on for several years with questions about whether it's a good fit for the area. Officials in Glenwood Springs and Carbondale say most new residential development there is also infill, and there are two rental complexes under review in Glenwood. That town may get a new small subdivision. The city paused rules that require developers to include affordable housing for the last few years to help spur new development.
We need to be building not just affordable housing, but we need to be pushing through housing approvals to get some projects built.
Stacy Kraft is a rental matchmaker with Happy Real Estate in Basalt. Carbondale realtor Lynn Kirchner agrees new homes are needed, but points out a major factor in the Roaring Fork Valley.
So many of the communities are against growth of any sort.
Many residents and local governments take pride in preserving open space and often avoid new construction, pointing out it's a key part of what makes the area attractive and enjoyable to live in.
Each community has to decide what it wants to be when it grows up. You can't have it both ways. You can't want to attract all these people into the valley and expect them to just come and go. They want to come here. They want to live here. They've gotten jobs here.
Which leads to another key factor brought up by nearly everyone interviewed for this story. Again, planner John Fredericks.
If you look at the state demographer's projections for the Tri-County area, which is Picken County, Eagle County, and Garfield County, they are projecting over the next 15 years a 30% increase in population, which is, it's somewhat hard to fathom.
Fredericks isn't sure what percentage of the tree farm project could house existing Valley residents or newcomers. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.